Hello, I'm Blaine Barton. Today we're going to create a backup vault. We're also going to be talking about Azure Backup Storage Redundancy Options. To backup files and data from your Windows Server, Windows Clients, or System Center Data Protection Manager to Azure, or when backing up IaaS VMs to Azure, you must create a backup vault in a geographic region where you want to store the data. This demo will walk you through the creation of the vault you will use to store backups. First, sign into the management portal at https://manage.windowsazure.com. Then, click New, Data Services, Recovery Services, Backup Vault, Quick Create. For the name parameter, enter a friendly name to identify the backup vault. This needs to be unique for each subscription. For the region parameter, select the geographic region for the backup vault. The choice determines the geo to which your backup data is sent. By choosing a geo close to your location, you can reduce the network latency when backing up to Azure. And click on Create Vault. Complete the workflow. It can take a while for the backup vault to be created. To check the status, you can monitor the notifications at the bottom of the portal. After the backup vault has been created, a message will tell you that the vault has been successfully created and it will be listed in the resources for recovery services as active. Azure Backup Storage Redundancy Options. The best time to identify your storage redundancy option is right after the vault creation and before any machines are registered to the vault. Once an item has been registered to the vault, the storage redundancy option is locked and cannot be modified. Your business needs would determine the storage redundancy of the Azure Backup backend storage. If you are using Azure as a primary backup storage endpoint, for example, you are backing up to Azure from a Windows Server, you should consider picking the default geo-redundant storage option. This is seen under the Configure option of the Backup Vault. Geo-redundant storage, GRS, maintains 6 copies of your data. With GRS, the data is replicated 3 times within the primary region, and it is also replicated 3 times in the secondary region, hundreds of miles away from the primary region, providing the highest level of durability. In the event of a failure at the primary region, by storing data in GRS, Azure Backup ensures that your data is durable in 2 separate regions. Locally redundant storage, LRS, maintains 3 copies of your data. LRS is replicated 3 times within the single facility in a single region. LRS protects your data from normal hardware failures, but not from the failure of an entire Azure facility. If you are using Azure as a tertiary backup storage endpoint, for example, you're using System Center Data Protection Manager to have a local backup copy on premises and using Azure for your long-term retention needs, you should consider choosing locally redundant storage from the Configure option of your backup vault. This brings down the cost of storing data in Azure while providing a lower level of durability for your data that might be acceptable in tertiary copies. Note, the storage redundancy should be selected right after the vault creation and before any machines are registered to the vault. Once an item has been registered to the vault, the storage redundancy option is locked and cannot be modified. Thank you for watching this demonstration.